Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I want to know, how many times, Tom, have you been in love?
Oh boy. I don't know. Twice?
Twice?
Could be my answer. But it's hard. It's really generally hard to answer because it's like, did I love that person or did I think I did?
Because I feel like every time you fall in love, it redefines what you thought love was last time.
Yes, that's right? Very true, very fair.
Right?
What a great question. I'll answer twice.
Yeah.
And anyone listening who thinks they may be one of those two people, yeah, they can just assume
you.
It was you. Yeah.
I reckon genuinely. Three times.
Three?
But I think one of them I didn't really know what love was when I thought that I was in love.
Interesting.
I think that was more infatuation, but like proper deep obsessive, not obsessive, and I'm not a stalker, but like all encompassing is kind of what I mean by that, is that I reckon three times. And people say that like you get three shots at love, and I'm like, well, fuck, I've already I'm already lost mine. Because they say the first one teaches you about love, the second one, I don't know, something. But people are like, you get like two or three great loves, and I'm like, well, I'm out.
But aren't there so many like rules and sayings about love and romance and dating
if there's nothing we've learned on this podcast, it's that rules were made to be broken.
Yeah.
And you are probably, you know, like.
So no one can be in love 10 times in their life? Like, no.
I mean, Elizabeth Taylor got married 8 times. Yeah, so like, yes. I feel like love can strike more than 3 times. Maybe I'm not out of the game just.
The sanctity of marriage. Remember that? That's what we were all arguing about.
Yes. That's what we're fighting for.
Oh, boy.
Welcome to Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm Liz Best.
Hello, and I'm Tom Harris.
And we have an incredibly special guest because she is our first international guest.
We've done well. And
we've been going for more than 2 years, an international guest today.
And a bit of a viral sensation, this one. This one went around the world, this story. So we've done rather well to book one Angelica.
Angelica, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm blushing. I didn't know that I was the first international guest.
You are. But. Yeah, we've had a couple of interstate, but you're the first person that we've been able to line up from the US, as you can probably tell from her accent. Now, Angelica, rather than us giving a recount of sort of what the story was, why don't you just kind of give us a little cliff notes of the story that went viral, and then we'll read you the rules, and then we can kind of go from there with your stories.
Okay. So the cliff notes, I should say up front, I'm kind of a bad storyteller. I talk a lot. So
that's a good storyteller. We want people who talk a lot.
Yeah, buckle up. I'll try to give the short version of the TikTok. So I, in a new city, or relatively new, it's hard to define what is new with lockdown and everything, but and I wanted to go out, wasn't really sure, don't have like a go-to person or group that I go out with, so I just decided to go out by myself and filmed it. And I'm a very outgoing, talkative person, so I made the assumption that I would meet people and make friends, and did not, and ended up in tears over it.
Yeah. And like, and I think that's what really hit me when I was reading the story, is that like, here's somebody who's kind of doesn't want to go on apps to meet people, just like wanted to go out and have an authentic interaction, and the night did not go so well.
Yes,
so look,
I too like the endeavor of it. It's reclaiming real life, right?
Yeah.
It's saying, nope, I'm done with online endeavors. I'm done with swiping and all that, checking it.
I mean, you know I hate the apps. I hate the apps. Yes. Anyone who listens to this podcast knows that I'm so anti-app.
Elizabeth is the choir that you will be preaching at today.
Yes, yes. Angelica. So look, we'll quickly run through the rules, Angelica, before we kind of hear your stories of going out. But so we go with no real names. Yours is the exception, but we try and give people an alias so that if anybody's listening, because we do have quite a bit of an audience in the US, if anybody's listening who knows who you're talking about, I mean, usually with dates, sometimes people can't even remember their names, so yes, it doesn't matter.
Right. But the rule is no doxing. If you figure out who Angelica is and who she's talking about, no sharing of workplaces, emails, phone numbers, those things. That's the second rule. And the third rule, Angelica, just for you and only you and no one else, is no threats on microphone, please.
Okay. Right. I will do my best not to threaten anyone.
You did that, though.
On mic.
Thank you.
On mic. Very important distinction
there. There is a distinction.
So can I just quickly ask, so what is it that you, because I know what I hate about the apps, but what is it that you didn't want to go without, that made you want to go without apps?
That is a great question. I'm going on a tangent already, but I was going to just say my sister who works in PR, when I started doing like interviews and stuff, she was like, when people ask you a question, don't say that's a great question.
Do you know what? As a journalist, though, when I ask a question and someone says that's a great question, I get an ego boost.
Yeah, that's so right. It
feel free
right.
to say it.
Okay. So no apps. I think it just has been like, with, I'm just exhausted.
Yes.
It's just exhausting. And I didn't really intend to go viral or anything. So I didn't really think through what that meant or like how to explain it. But the past couple of weeks I've been thinking about it a lot. And basically I just want to be very intentional and authentic about my time and who I spend my time with. And I noticed just on apps, you can go out with anyone or meet anyone. And it's kind of like, is it really the best use of my time right now to just be going on these lackluster dates? And could I just meet somebody in person?
You are speaking from my Bible. Like, honestly, whenever I am on apps, I'm just like, oh my God, this takes so much time. And then especially like post-pandemic where people aren't used to going out, like, do I really want to spend so much time getting myself ready for someone that I don't even really know? Like, I'd rather go out and see if I connect with people on a human level.
It does seem that the mood on apps is, oh, there'll always be someone else to swipe next or someone else, but, you know, on this magic rectangle in front of me, there'll always be someone else next. So if this person I'm chatting to or eventually meet doesn't work, there'll be someone else. So yes, I understand that. So Angelica, before you started this endeavor, were you on apps a lot? Did you become fatigued with it?
I've been on and off apps since their existence, I guess. And with the pandemic, I think it became a crutch of like human interaction. I always like think going on dates when you move to a new city is a great way to get to know the city, but it's also like a great way to just meet mediocre people.
Yes.
Yes.
And maybe like not really experience things that well because you're so focused on the person in front of you. I just got tired of that, I think.
And so let's talk about the night that you went out head full of high hopes of meeting people. Talk us through that in a little bit more detail. Like so when you went out, what were you hoping for? And you know, what made you want to TikTok it?
Yeah. So, I, I'm just laughing because I'm going to say, like, I started at the beginning. I have four sisters that I'm very close with, and I'm close with my mom, and I have very close friends that just none of them live in this city. And we use a video app. It's called Marco Polo. I don't know if it's international or not, but it's just like you send video messages to each other. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I've always been like a social media person anyways. So I don't know. I just started recording mainly for them and stitched it together and posted it. Like,
yeah.
And I went out on a Friday night and I sat on the video until Monday night because I was like, is it weird? Like, should I cut out the end of this? Which I'm glad I didn't. That was the part that people really resonated with the most. But I don't really know exactly what I was thinking. Also, I think it helped me feel like more confident going out because it was like kind of like accountability. Like I already told these people I'm going.
Yes. So
this even is though the it was thing. Just my family part.
I would quit. If I felt like crap and I hadn't told people that I was going to do the thing, I would not be doing the thing, you know?
Yeah. And like a lot of the clips from the video are clips like me walking in between the bars is a clip that I recorded specifically for the app and sent to my family. Like that did not go well.
Yeah.
and to answer your question of like, I guess expectation or like what I thought going into it. The first place I went was this jazz bar that I had been to before. And the time I had been before was more of the vibe I was expecting. Mm. So I thought I was gonna go and look really cute with my glass of wine and sit at a table. And if I don't talk to anyone, just enjoy the music. And it was packed, shoulder to shoulder, so crowded. Like I couldn't get a drink. I was standing at this spot on the bar where the servers go and like where that rubber mat is. Mm. I don't know what that spot is called, but I was standing there and I was like, I'm just in the way. Like I can't even stay here because I'm in the way.
Was it a feeling of there are people here with friends who want to buy drinks and there's people on dates who want to get drinks, but I'm by myself. So I'm just sort of meet in the room. Is that what is that what you're trying to explain?
I think so.
Like I'm not serving a purpose with anyone. I'm just here, right?
Yeah, but I was physically in the way.
Yeah.
There wasn't really anywhere that I could have comfortably stood or sat.
Yeah, right.
And even if I had made friends with people, I would have been like very close with them.
Plus you can't hear anything when stuff like that is happening. Like you can't really be like, hi, because someone would be like, what? What? Yeah. What are you saying? I said hello.
Yeah, exactly. So the like movie that I had it planned in my head of me looking sexy at the bar, like yep. Or like at a little table. I genuinely in my mind thought I was gonna sit at a high top table by myself with a glass of wine, listening and then like just giving off this vibe. And it was definitely it was a crowded bar. That's the vibe it was. So that was a little discouraging. But more so, the second bar I went to was not as crowded, but it was still busy. And it was like just groups of people. And I don't know, like coming into it, I was like, how do you talk to people? Like, I completely forgot how to talk to people.
And like on the other side of a like, it's hard enough to talk to people, right? But on the other side of a pandemic where everyone's been told to stay home and you don't really remember how to interact or human at all.
Yeah. Like I, as you may have picked up, I love talking. I very much love like getting to know people, but it's like that starting that conversation is so hard, especially if there's not an in. So like I kept waiting for an in and it just never happened.
Especially if there's all groups yeah. And nobody else has had the same idea as you to go out and just be by yourself. Like, oh, that's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. And in a different interview I did, they asked me like if I'm No, like if I would approach people in the past, have I done that? And I would definitely. And I realized with that, I've always had a safety net of the people I'm with, like my my group. So it's easy to approach someone when you have a group, because if it goes bad or you aren't interested or whatever, the conversation gets dull, you just leave.
Yeah.
Where if you're by yourself, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Because then if you leave, you're that awkward person standing in the corner who just failed at that interaction and there's people staring at you.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. So that was my night.
So have you gone on any, like, dates or gone out or met anybody since then?
I have gone out and I've done solo outings that I've documented on TikTok. And then I do have like a group of acquaintances here, I guess is how I'll put it. Like, I've even been thinking about like how to categorize different friendships, but that's not fully a formed thought yet. But like pretty strong acquaintances here. And so I've gone out a little bit with them. I actually had a birthday last week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And we went to like this cool bar that it was like no phones. Well, you could use your phone, but they put a a sticker over your camera. So like they didn't want you like videoing or social mediaing or whatever.
I kind of like that.
Me too. Love that.
It was awesome, and it was nice to go with like a small group of people. I'm still getting to know everyone, but yeah. So I have gone out, but I haven't gone on any dates.
No, not yet.
Yeah, and part of me is like not that interested in going on a date. Like, I think the other thing about like not wanting to use dating apps or like getting fatigued is I'm almost 30. Like I don't really want to date for like the fun of dating anymore.
Yes. Yes.
Like I do like getting to know people and I don't mind that, but I would rather just meet someone organically. And if we click in person, then like, okay, let's see if that works. But so many times on dating apps, you look at their profile and you think, oh, this checks out. Like, oh, I like doing this. He looks active. And then you meet and there's no chemistry. So I just want to cut out that if there's no chemistry, I don't want to try.
And this is, I am exactly the same, Angelica, because like I always say that I don't believe that you can figure out chemistry unless you are in the presence of a person, looking at their face, seeing their vibe, I don't know, smelling their smell, whatever. But like, you can have this idea of a person when you're chatting online that's completely unrealistic. So how much time are you going to waste just like talking to a photo, essentially, you know, and then you meet them and within the first minute you can tell that you've just spent 2 weeks talking to someone that it's like absolutely not, you know?
Yeah, I definitely understand that.
So this tale is not necessarily one of looking for a romantic partner. It's one about trying to make friends in a new city. Is there not dating apps, like friendship dating apps? Is there not
I would still say a big fat no to those, even if they exist.
It just popped into my brain. I may have just dreamt this overnight, but is there not an option on a Bumble or something to look for friends for friendship? Is that a thing? Anyone blank stares?
Yeah.
It is.
That is a thing. And I've used it before.
Yeah.
And I met one girl, one woman. I would call her like a loose acquaintance. It was fine. It was great. Like we had great conversation, but it wasn't like that. I think just when you meet people who you want to date, people who you want to spend a lot of time with also in a platonic way, also known as friends.
Yes.
There still needs to be that, it has to be more than just on paper. Like there still has to be something that makes you click a little bit more.
Yeah. There's friendship chemistry. That's a thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to, like, I'm not a pen pal kind of gal. Like, I want to meet people in real life. But I feel like I'm really lucky to have friends because, my God, if I had to go out and make friends now, like, I don't even know how I would do that.
So I'm sure that in the 21st century, it's still possible to go out into the world and meet people that you like, either romantically or in a friendship manner.
No.
Angelica, Angelica, your first night, you were playing a movie in your head, right? That movie version where you're at the bar and you look stunning and someone walks in and you tip the piano player. And of course, it never works out in real life. The same way. So you went to, and the bars you chose ended up being packed and loud. So the bars, is that a good place to start, or would you move elsewhere if you're trying to just sit down and talk to someone for the first time?
Yeah, so I've thought about that a lot, and a lot of people left comments saying, like, oh, you don't want to meet someone at the bar. But I like bars, and, like, I go to bars, so you don't want to meet me at the bar?
Yeah. Touché.
Not everyone who goes to the bar is an alcoholic, so
especially a jazz bar. Like, the jazz bar has that kind of really, like, sexy vibe, and it's kind of like, you know, I mean, you just imagine, like, La La Land, some kind of, you're doing some dance outside the bar once you've met them, you know, it's a great movie. You're going to...
Yeah, I completely agree. It fit into my movie.
Yes, exactly.
a part of the plot line that I created.
So what kind of reactions have you had since you posted the video? Like, what has the overwhelming response been like?
I am so lucky because it has been positive, and I clearly am a little fragile. So I don't know if people were, like, mean, what I would do. I mean, there have been mean comments. There's always going to be mean people. Mm. But so many men and women commented or direct messaged me sharing their stories of, like, either they're starting this journey or they want to start this journey or they've been doing solo adventures and, like, take themselves out all the time. And yeah, so it just is, like, really nice. I think my favorite thing about having gone viral is getting to hear the stories of other people. And, like, it really is, I use the hashtag solo social club because I really do feel like it is a social club of, we're all just living life solo, but we're trying to be connected.
Yeah, exactly. And so how did you feel when you woke up and you realized that your story was everywhere, even in Australia?
Yeah, I felt nervous. I will say on my videos, the comments were all positive. From some of the articles posted online, the comments were not very positive.
As a journalist, I always say never read the comments on a news story.
I think the comments on news stories
are the most evil place.
It's a cesspool of humanity. Yeah, YouTube would be next, I would say. But
yes. But like personal accounts, it's nice to hear that a lot of people were quite positive on your personal account, because what I connected with was the vulnerability and the fact that you were willing to put yourself out there in the first place and it didn't go well. And that just, I really related to that in the fact that, you know, like, I mean, my interactions don't go well when I go out in public. And sometimes I do want to have a bloody good cry about it. And it's just really nice to know that, you know, I'm not alone.
Yeah. And I think, like, it's always good to have, like, a sense of humor, but I feel like sometimes even I am guilty of this, and I think a lot of people in our generation or even just, like, at this time joke away things and laugh things off, where I genuinely felt very sad. I could have made a joke about, like, not meeting, didn't meet anyone, but I just was, like, so stunned that I felt so sad and, like, so stunned where how the night had gone that I just, that's just how I felt. Like, I didn't want to make a joke about it or
no. And I think it's kind of nice sometimes, like I am definitely one for deflecting humor because that is my mechanic as a human, but sometimes you just need to be in the moment, and sometimes, you know, that's what you're going to get the most out of and grow the most from, I think.
Yeah.
So what are your plans now in terms of using apps or going out? And I mean, you said you're not interested in dating at the moment. No.
Yeah. I mean, if I met somebody that I was interested in, then sure.
Yeah.
That would be great. As for plans, I don't know. So I've been going out. I was trying to do one solo outing and one outing that would kind of push my comfort zone. So not just, because a lot of people also suggested like, oh, just go to the cafe and sit with your coffee. Like, to me, that's easy. I know for some people that is a big step, but that wasn't necessarily pushing my comfort zone. So I would like to do things. Actually, last week I was laid off of my job.
Oh,
so
I'm so sorry.
Money-wise, I have to be a little more conservative, which is okay. And honestly, it's probably good. Good content.
Yeah.
But so I might not do one a week. I really am not sure. Like I said before, I wasn't really expecting this to go viral and I didn't really have a plan ahead of time. So I'm kind of figuring it out as I go.
That's fine. We all are, I believe, in life. Is there doing things by yourself in America, going to dinner by yourself alone, going to a movie alone? What's that? How is that received in your culture? I know we're speaking the same language, but over here, I don't know. But Liz, what do you think in Australia? Going to date?
I've had really funny reactions to, like, I date the hell out of myself. I will bring a book and go and sit at a cafe that's really nice and just, like, you know, like, recently I went to, like, out to the Redcliffe? I don't know. Anyway, it was near a beach and it was ages away from my house. And I just sat in a cafe across the road from a beach and read a book. And goddamn, I was good to myself.
Right.
And it felt really nice. But I still get a lot of people, like even when I first started traveling solo, because I've been to the States by myself and Europe by myself, and there's judgment. There's people like, oh my God, you went out and ate by yourself. Like, do you not have friends? I'm like, I actually really like my own company, guys. Soz. But in the States, like, do you get any judgment for wanting to go out and do stuff by yourself or?
I don't know. Yeah. I will say the story has gone viral internationally. It hasn't really gone viral in the States. Most of my TikTok followers are from the States, but I have a lot of Australian, New Zealand, Ireland, UK followers. So I think a lot of people travel for work and go out with a crutch of like, oh, well, I'm traveling for work, so I'm at dinner by myself, of course.
Yes.
'Cause I'm working.
Yeah.
But the idea of like I said earlier, like I enjoy nightlife. I enjoy going out. I like to dance. I like to be out. And I don't think that there's a lot of people who do that. Well, I don't know. I think maybe there are more than I thought. But there's definitely a stigma. I'm not sure internationally, like how it compares, but from what I hear and how it seems is in the States, it's definitely not as easy.
Right. So look, at this point in the podcast, we normally talk about what we learned from your story. And I think what I learned is like authenticity. Like I think in this day and age, trying to hide your feelings or, you know, be like, oh no, that didn't bum me out. I'm fine. Ha ha ha. It's all hearts and roses. Yeah. I really like the fact that people can go out and be like, you know what? I had a really shit time, and tell people about it. And the fact that it brings people closer and that it makes people realize that they're not alone when they want to freak out because they don't like going out and socializing anymore. Like, I really love that there's a kind of a, you know, the filter of Instagram has buggered off and we're more sharing our authentic selves. Because I think if you are looking for a relationship, that's the way to get it, right? Is to share your authentic self, because otherwise you're not going to end up in an authentic relationship.
And we know that being authentic, if you are authentic, you're more likely to receive what you want.
Yeah.
If you're authentic in how you ask for what you want and show what you want, you're more likely to get it back. My lesson learned is doing things by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever gone to a movie by myself, but the last...
It's great.
Because no one's talking to you. No one's bothering you.
Yeah.
The last music gig I went to, I went to by myself.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Can I just cheerlead this doing things by yourself thing a bit more?
Yourself.
No waiting for anyone to arrive.
Nope.
Who needs a drink? You need a drink? What? No. I just left.
Yep.
I just left the place. It's great. So I do want to champion this. I don't know, just solo excursions
and
a bit more.
Non-digital connection, human connections, people. What did you learn most from this, Angelica, from this whole experience, both the night and the going viral?
Yeah, I don't know yet.
That's fine.
I think both of what you both just said, I would echo those. Authenticity, definitely. And I think, like, I would love to have a partnership, but I don't want just any relationship. I want an authentic relationship where I feel that deep connection. So, like, it's not just about, like, oh, I want a boyfriend. Like, that's not the point. And I think, like, connecting more authentically with people, and whenever you go out solo and do things solo and feel like you can go to a concert by yourself or go to the movies by yourself, which I absolutely loved the movies by myself. I haven't done a concert yet, but stay tuned.
Yeah, that you should pop that on your list. Pop that on your list when concerts... Are concerts back in Philadelphia? Like, are you guys back to doing big public gatherings?
Yes. Yeah. Everything in Philadelphia right now is you just show your vaccine card to get in anywhere.
I think just getting there in Australia, because we kept COVID out for so long that it's running a bit rampant now. But we're just getting to the point where, like, real live things are back. So
the concert by yourself is kind of cool, because you feel when you are alone at a gig or something, you do feel like the spotlight is on you and everyone goes, ah, look at him, he's alone. But you can stand next to people, really. You can sort of huddle up and
groove in the same way that they're grooving, and they'll think you're all together.
And you just sort of nod your head like, yeah, cool. And you blend in all right. It's okay.
A lot of people shared with me that they went to concerts alone and met other people, even other people who were there alone. So
that's the secret, I think.
There you go.
Secret is, right, if we all just make a pact that we're going to start going to stuff alone, then we will all meet people, because we will all be alone and we will all be in the same basket. So just everybody, let's right here, right now, make an agreement,
right. Hands in, everyone.
That we're all going to start going out alone more often, so that you don't have the safety net of friends. You have to meet new people. And, like, who knows what kind of beautiful relationships we can create from this.
But I think, Angelica, you know what you want, and that's a great place to start. Yeah, it might not work out for you this month or next month, but it will eventually, because you know what you want and there's a determination to get there. Nothing worse than what we lament on this show a lot is people that date when they don't know what they want, or they're not even ready for dating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what you want, fantastic first step.
Half the battle. Half the battle.
I think
you go. It's one of those international things. There's going to be a slight delay, so I knew it was going to happen once, and now I'm going to draw attention to it and we'll move on.
Okay. I think because there is such a stigma of doing things alone and, like, being alone, that people end up in relationships that they're not really fully happy in, and, like, not showing up authentically. And I never want to be in that situation. I always, as soon as I'm in a relationship and I realize that I'm not invested as much as the other person, I end it. And I try to, but I'm not as good at the other way around ending it. But I try to recognize, like, are we making the same equal investment Because I it's, again, being in a relationship is not the goal. Being in a healthy partnership that you feel genuinely happy in,
yes,
would be the goal.
I can't agree with that enough. People, Bridget, rewind this podcast and listen to what Angelica just said, because I think that is the crux of relationships. And if everybody showed up and did that and left when it wasn't serving them, yes, anymore, yes, or recognized when their partner, you know, was maybe, you know, if everyone just did that, then we'd all be able to move on and find our healthy relationships rather than wasting so much time,
yeah, that's right,
in relationships, yeah, that make you unhappy.
It's one thing to waste someone else's time, because that's being, you know, that's one thing to be sort of selfish. Oh yeah, fuck it, I'll wait. But to waste your own time,
you're just being mean to yourself.
Idiot, you're wasting your own time. Yeah.
Look, yeah. Angelica, thank you so, so much for joining us today. If you are in the US and would like to be a guest on Ghosts of Boyfriends, yes, Past, we have proven now that it is possible.
It can happen.
We can schedule it. It works.
Those messenger pigeons kept on getting lost, so we're glad technology's caught up.
So if you go to thatsnotcanon.com/Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, you can fill in our little form to tell us your story, or ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. Or you can chat to us in any of our social medias. We've got Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. That's our little group where we post our own, oh my God, what do? I don't know how to human. And everyone gives you advice on how to do it. Otherwise,
rate the show.
Please do. You can do this on Spotify now. It's brand new. If you listen to a couple of episodes, they'll let you give us a star rating. So please, let's get us rating well on Spotify. Angelica, thank you so much for joining us again. We are thrilled to have been able to get a hold of you. And I think that your story is a really good message of people just to be brave, show up, and be their authentic selves.
Thank you. I'm so happy that I was able to join. I'm so glad you reached out to me.
Thanks for being on the show.
And well done on going viral in a positive way.
Yes. Yeah. Unlike the pandemic-y way. Yeah. All right, guys. So just remember, show up and be your authentic selves.
When you walk through an art museum, what happens?
You see some interesting things, you see some not so interesting things, and if you're like me at all, you're probably a little bit sleepy.
Well, grab a cafecito and listen up. It's Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
I'm Russell Shoemaker.
I'm Stephanie Duenas. We are not your daddy's art history podcast. We are both artists, so we look at art history through that perspective. We cover the artists you know and those that have been ignored for so many different reasons.
We look at the context of the time, we compare it to today.
We don't dumb anything down, but, and this is a big but,
hey-o,
we like to have a good time, okay? Nos gusta to goof around, all right? We have hungry pantry moms that might startle you. It's a long story.
We feed them art materials. Art is just a visual language, so in order for us to interpret what we think it's saying, we hijack the work.
Right. How do you like that for an art heist?
Exactly. And ultimately, we decide if it belongs in our Art Slice Museum,
okay,
on top of the Art Slice Hilltop.
Okay, so if this all sounds good to you, join us on Art Slice, a palatable serving of art history.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.